And hello, everyone. And hello again.
Blog Talk Radio.
And hello, everyone, and good evening. Good evening, good afternoon, yes. And all that kind of good stuff. Byron Saunders, you're
good evening.
With me today.
Once again, I'm honored.
Thank you. I just snagged you.
You snagged me. You didn't have to do much. You got charm, okay?
Thank you, Byron. I love you, too. But I want to tell everyone, I'm Kay Thompson, and this is the Kay and Gus Show. And Gus is still under the weather, and I'll tell you about him in a minute. I was talking to him the other day, but I'll go into that in a minute. But anyway, this is news, information, and education, global communications, and issues from not only in this area, but not only local, but national and global. And you know, Byron Saunders is here is because of the fact that he has BCS BCS experience.
That's me.
Which is a fantastic show dealing with a lot of historical issues.
It's amazing how the impact of what we consider to be long time ago,
mm-hmm.
really is not that long
no,
ago.
No, long and, time ago it's
so,
now.
Yeah, so I've been using the forum as, for me, it's like the new Underground Railroad.
Oh,
so
wow.
You bring news, bring information. Lead people to the promised land. Get them to freedom land one way or the other, you know, and subtly.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
like the Underground Railroad. Mm-hmm.
Well, I've heard you, and it's a fantastic show.
Thank
I
you.
Love it. And it's a lesson. You do history lessons.
Yeah.
Really, that's exactly
yeah.
what it is. And I enjoy it. I'll tell you right
well,
now.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I do, too, because it gives me a very different kind of perspective.
You're
of
supposed to, you know, give me a compliment.
Well,
also,
I,
at this
well,
particular point.
Well, besides being a historian yourself, I just wonder how you are able to, and we're not going to tell your age because you are stunning. You're just stunning.
I love this
what
guy.
Do you do?
Ty, Shauna, Ayana, I love him. I love him.
So I am the one that's enamored, okay? I mean, it's ultimately, it's like, and you say, would
oh,
you like
shucks.
To do
say
this
more,
show?
Say more.
And I'm thinking, oh, yeah, my heart just
well,
starts pitter patter.
I have to be honest with you. You know, Wayne Gilman is probably on his way here.
Yeah.
And if he is not, he will get broken legs, all right? Pat Atwell is supposed to be on his way here.
Right.
And if he is not, he will also get broken legs and broken arm.
Yes,
okay?
Yes, yes.
Because with Pat, we're going to be talking boxing.
Oh, yes.
Okay,
like
we're going to be talking sports. Because,
yes.
as you know, Pat Atwell is a super sports person,
yes.
okay? And, of course, Wayne Gilman was the former news director on WLIB.
Right.
So, hopefully they will be coming in. Listen to this great music.
I know, jazz.
Wow. Oh, listen, I love jazz.
Oh, me too.
Yeah. Did you hear the show that I did with Rick G from Fort Lauderdale in Florida?
This was when?
This was about, this is Fred Ho's music? Oh, okay, Fred Ho's music. Wow.
Now, when did you have that show? Was that 3 weeks
that
ago?
That show, that was about maybe 3 or 4
yeah,
weeks ago.
I remember.
It was a jazz show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And I had Junius Williams on, who's mm-hmm. an activist mm-hmm. and an attorney, mm-hmm. and has made presentations to the United Nations. And Rick G was, and he was in Newark. We're here in Jersey City. Rick G was in Fort Lauderdale. So it was Fort Lauderdale hookup, Newark
yeah,
hookup,
yeah.
and then right here.
Yeah.
And, you know, I really didn't realize the full impact of us being on the radio and being heard not only locally, nationally, but globally.
Globally.
Until Rick's friends called, you know, emailed yeah. him the next day and said, we heard you.
Yes.
The guy was in the Alps and the other person
yeah.
was in Rio de Janeiro and there was somebody else from France listening. So it was really great. But I love this jazz background.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Ben Hurst music.
I'm actually working with the Harlem Jazz Mobile.
Oh, really? Yeah.
yeah. I'm helping them raise funds.
No kidding.
For the Summerfest program.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
As you know, it's their 48th year. Can you imagine? But they need funding.
48?
Yes.
Wow.
They need funding, like most of our cultural institutions, because they don't get institutional development
yeah,
funds.
Yeah.
They get funds to do the show.
Well, I have news for you. I need funds to finish doing this show.
Oh, hello.
You know, look, we have some production money that we've got to get together, so
that's what we're
trying to do now. And by centering on news, information, education,
yes.
you know, and global communications, you know, like when I was talking to Donald Payne, Congressman Donald Payne, whose son, as you know, won the election, you know.
Hello.
Now, okay, one of our guests
yes.
will not have broken legs.
Okay.
Okay.
Do I need the referee before he walks in?
No.
Oh, okay.
But
okay.
Byron, thanks for sitting in. You know it's always a pleasure.
All right. All right. Now I want to know because I want to know.
Which one?
The fight. Wayne Gilman. That's right. I want to know, Wayne, was the fight really thrown? the Pacquiao fight.
Yes.
Okay. See,
yes.
Because we know this business.
Yeah.
It's not always.
No. You know Pacquiao. I mean, who is it? Bradley should not have. Bradley even was surprised. Come on, you know, and poor Pacquiao. But I had heard that he was living the life.
Well,
you know, doing a lot of heavy drinking and you know, and all this kind of stuff. Where is it now? But still, I think that he won worth.
I always want to hear the truth.
Do you know what I told Brian? Wayne Gilman is here, former news director for WIBLS. Thank you, Brian. Yeah.
How you doing, Dr. Song?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Enjoy. Thank you, Byron. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whenever I talk to Brian, Byron and Robert, it's such a history lesson. You know, I love his show. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
You know, sorry, guys,
you know what I just said about you? I said, if you didn't show up, you were going to get two broken legs.
Well, if it's coming from you, I'm ready. Okay. Yeah.
Well, so how are you, Wayne Gilman?
I guess I'm right. I got turned around in Fort Lee tonight.
You were in Fort Lee?
Well, I'm coming from the Bronx, South Bronx, you know, where I teach now. And I made my way across the bridge.
Yeah.
And it's so convoluted around there, just trying to get south, you know?
Listen, we here in New Jersey have not too many problems.
Well, that's...
You New Yorkers,
I know.
You know,
yeah,
you always have problems with Jersey.
We need GPS for everything, even going to the bathroom, you know? What can I tell you?
But listen, we are doing a lot tonight. You know, mm-hmm. Pat Atwell better be on his way here, too, because he's not only going to get... two broken legs, but a broken arm. Okay.
Yeah, I was wondering what happened because I thought maybe he was going to be by phone. You know?
Well, if he's by phone, that'll be fine too. But I was hoping that he would come in.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Wayne, I also have to tell you too that we're going to be doing, you know, I'm really globalizing this because we have Brianna Scott, who is our new correspondent in sports and Caribbean events and carnival. From Bermuda, from St. Kitts, from Martinique, from you name Trinidad, all the Caribbean. I want to know where all the carnivals are.
That's good.
Okay, yes. So I'm going to be involved.
One and the largest and
is in New York, is in Brooklyn.
Oh, no, not really. What? Trinidad.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, I mean, had it not been for Trinidad.
Are you from Trinidad?
York? Yes. Well,
okay, now I know. The Trinity is always, this is what Peter Noel used to tell me. Trini man.
Well,
you know,
Peter is not really a real Trinidad. You know?
So
yeah, I don't want to get into his history. But, I don't know what's become of Peter. You know,
I haven't heard from Peter. I tried to get in touch with him a couple of times.
After that fiasco at Kiss and BLS.
Yeah,
I don't know. I mean, I wish all of them well.
Wait a minute. What kind of fiasco? Are you talking about the...
I think he was one of the victims of the
oh,
merge.
Oh, boy. Yeah,
know?
Right. Yeah.
And they lost a number of shows over there.
They lost 17 different stations, I understand, across the country.
Particularly the syndicated program.
Yeah.
And there was a piece in the Daily News today, the New York Daily News.
Oh, really? Okay.
Written by David Hinckley.
Yeah.
And he had his guest.
My
Bob
old
Law.
Friend. You know, he used to write good things about me.
Everybody.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he's been around for a long time. And
we'll have to have him on the show.
It'll be great.
Let me put down the name.
He could come out with the history.
Yeah, he knows the deal.
Right.
Know, David Hinckley.
Worked with the other greats. But. He had Bob Law in a feature article, and Bob was basically saying that he's teaming up with some other local activists and Brooklyn City Councilman Charles Barron to see if he could legally block the sale of WLIB and
WBLS. That would be so great.
Through the FCC.
So great,
but, you know, I tell you, I've seen other attempts like this before, and I'm not looking to pour water on all these efforts because I think it needs to be done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as Gary Bird said during Hal Jackson's funeral, there was no reason for that.
I have a story about Gary Bird.
How many stories?
if he's listening.
Is this something that can be said on the air?
Not really.
All right.
If Gary is listening to me right now, believe me, he will be doing this and saying, twiddling his thumb, saying, hope she doesn't say that. Hope she doesn't say that.
Because I've heard so many stories about him in hotel.
It was hilarious. You know, he was saying something about me one time. I said, okay, I will get you. Mm. So I came in, and I had stopped at a store to get some candy.
Oh. No, I think I recall this. It's somehow you jogged my memory when you mentioned candy.
Candy, right.
And was this a store that...
Say no more.
Okay.
Say no more. And he never let me forget that, and I never let him forget that, but it was hilarious.
I can imagine.
And you know how much I love to laugh.
Right,
you know,
right.
I mean, really, really good stuff. But I want Pat Atwell here because of the fact that, not only because of the fact that you were coming, but also because of the fact that I wanted to talk boxing. Because Pat's show was the very first show,
right,
as I told you last week, that I ever did on LIB. And then he had the nerve to be talking about boxing, and I made the biggest bloopers of all. I call boxing paganistic, brutal, a few other adjectives. And all of a sudden, the men called in and said, "What do you have this lady out for? She doesn't know what she's talking about." But the lights lit up.
Right.
And after that, I got an offer.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes it needs a balance like that because a lot of the sports shows, you know, it's crazy.
I didn't know what I was talking about.
But you knew how you felt about boxing.
Yes, of course.
Though we had boxing greats like Muhammad Ali and, and Sugar Ray Leonard and Sugar Ray Robinson and people like that, you know, the fact of the matter is that in spite of all that, when I look at Ali today, he's just a shell of what he might have been. You know, 60 years, it's hard to believe.
I know.
Get that out of my
I remember him when he came to Newark.
Is that right?
Yeah, and my son Eric was so, I just saw this head above all others.
Wow.
You know, and I said, "Who's that?" And they said, Muhammad Ali. Mm. And I think there was were they calling him Cassius Clay? Yeah, it was Cassius Clay then, as a matter of fact.
Right. Wow.
And then, you know, the whole thing about, you know, listen, we lived that period.
Right, right.
The whole thing about him going, you know, where and changing his name, et cetera, et cetera. And it's all in the film, which has been excellently done.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, but boxing, Pacquiao, listen, they stole it.
Really?
Bradley knows that he even didn't expect to win.
Well, you know, that's the thing that really bothers me. I didn't see the fight. I read about it.
Yeah,
you know,
I saw part of it.
And this guy is a tremendous boxer.
Yeah, he's from the Philippines, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, I don't know. I mean, it's hard to say, but I mean, the deal is that I haven't seen any great boxing.
Yeah.
Since Leonard, to be honest with you. I mean, there have been a number of people out there since then that, you know, have held their own, but I don't know. I just don't get fired up about boxing.
Yeah, listen, I don't want to give the impression that I've watched boxing, you know. When I visit my brother, I may watch boxing and every great now and then because I do find it fascinating at times, except that, you know, I'm like this. I cover my eyes when they're punching one another, you know. And then I also saw Mayweather and what was his name? He was fighting somebody.
Right. That was just recently.
Yeah. And he won, of course, and 50 Cent was with him.
Yeah, there was a
I'm sorry. 50 Cent.
50 Cent.
You're supposed to say it like this. Yeah. 50 Cent.
I just read something about him that he and Oprah had a feud and they just.
And they patched it up on the air. I saw that. You don't be nasty to Oprah.
Oh, really?
No, not just like, you know, be nasty to, you know, Kay. Because, you know, we both know Walter.
Well, you're from Gale, huh?
We both know Walter.
Walter? Who's Walter? Alan?
Wow.
You're kidding me. They do? Him? Excuse me, Walter. I'm just a little taken back if you're
listening. Excitement there.
Oh, okay. I didn't know about that. Interesting.
Yes, you did. You were in the meeting.
Okay. All right. We'll have to talk about this after the show again. Jog my memory.
I will tell it all.
Okay.
All right. I will tell it all. I'm just waiting for next week for Brianna Scott, the correspondent in Bermuda, to be talking about all the sports events, the Caribbean community, and because we met so many different people from the Caribbean, as you know.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, so we're going
to
be covering it all.
Travel,
covering it
all.
Yeah.
From island to island. I remember a lot of your programs centered on individual cultural events.
Yeah, of course.
And all the islands.
Especially Carnival.
Right. Exactly.
In the various islands, you know, yeah. And I think that, and starting in September, or even before that, because it,
usually
I think the carnivals are starting, the carnivals are starting in what, in this summer, as a matter of fact. When is Canada?
Canada's
coming up.
What do you call that again? Not much money. Oh, geez. You know, it's difficult getting old.
I know.
But I know in
poor
Toronto,
baby.
Yeah, in Toronto. And I've been there for.
Drink
Mon
Ami.
Yeah, I need that.
That's what I still have. It's wonderful.
A couple of bottles of it. Yeah, you know, it'll come back to me. But yeah,
Canada,
Toronto, Canada.
Newark.
North.
Well,
it's
Essex County, the Essex County Parks and Recreation Commission.
Is that before
going to be? I'm not sure. I'll have to check the dates.
Right.
But we have large Caribbean communities.
Right. You all
the second largest. Well, only because of us being on LIB.
That's true.
You know?
I think so.
See, because we didn't get the same thing with BGO because they're a jazz station, which I love, by the way. Mm-hmm. Cephas Bowles, I love you. Still love you. But yeah, and he's doing such fabulous stuff.
Right.
You know, the music is absolutely tremendous, you know, so.
And that voice needs to be heard sometimes.
Yeah, I'm going to ask Cephas to come on, and I know he will, you know, because he is a good friend.
Yeah.
All right, Pat Atwell is here, everyone. I don't have to break his legs and arms.
As long as he's going to do me first. You know?
What?
You know.
Playing words here, Wayne. Watch yourself, you know. But Pat is coming in. Where is Pat?
Yeah,
yeah Pat.
But, yeah.
Well, somebody tell Pat to come.
Yeah.
Got him trying to open the door with
maybe
one hand.
He's holding it back. I don't know.
Tell somebody we can't open the door here, you know.
I'm certain he'll be here.
But anyway, he was
in
on his way in, it says here. Shauna is in control room.
Oh,
Pat Atwell! Where are you?
Yeah,
where are you?
Looking younger and younger.
Pat! How are you?
Yeah.
Out of breath.
You don't have to kiss.
Oh,
me. I guess I can move.
We
right?
have another chair. We need another chair. In. Oh, there. No, we have one. Pat, breathe, breathe.
Oh,
calm down. Breathe. Did you run up the stairs? Talking to the mic there, Pat. Would you? And relax. You know, you look fantastic. How are you?
He never ages.
Get close to the mic.
I'm old.
Really? You know, I was telling everybody that your show was the very first show that I did, and that was with your friend Saeed Shabazz. How is he, number one, and how are you, number two?
Well, first of all, he says, hi.
Oh, that's so great. Hi,
okay.
Saeed.
And he doesn't get around that well.
Uh-huh.
Well, he's still himself, so he still goes into the UN every day. And
oh, really?
He's still writing.
Uh-huh. Great, great.
It just takes him a little bit longer to get there. And,
We all understand that.
Yes.
But you look great.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
Do you remember the show I did with you when you just happened to have boxing on?
Yeah.
And, you know,
didn't
I
didn't go that well. But,
no. Because the guys were yelling about you. Why are you having this woman on? What does she know about boxing? What about Pacquiao? He got robbed.
Yeah, were you surprised?
Well,
it's been going on for years.
But what, Pacquiao? The boxer?
Right.
No, robbery.
No, yeah.
Okay.
But, I mean, Bradley, you know, even Bradley was a, you know, wondered why he won. That's strange, but he was.
Well,
he was surprised.
My first thought was that the pay-per-view sales didn't go that well.
$60.
Okay.
Wow.
So I figured they'll make a lot more money in November when they do it again.
Oh, really? The two of them are going to fight again?
Well, they said the rematch could be as early as November.
Oh, really? Really?
So, you know, you got to figure that. I'm thinking of going in, the sales weren't that good. So
Yeah.
But then I'm such a cynic.
But
why weren't the sales any better than they were?
I don't think.
Lack of promotion? Or?
No, I think it was Bradley.
Hmm.
He wasn't a name or what?
Yeah. He was undefeated, but a lot of people just didn't know him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And,
Well, why did they put the two of them together? Why did they give Pacquiao Bradley then?
Because Bradley was undefeated.
I see.
Okay. So.
Okay.
Could put a title on the line.
Yeah.
I could put two on the line. Mm-hmm. So why not make the match? The match that everybody would prefer to see isn't happening anyway.
How much did the winner get? How much did Bradley make?
I don't know. I didn't even
I heard it was in the millions.
Oh, of course, but yeah. I didn't pay attention to how many.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Didn't seem important at that point.
And by the way, just in case you think I don't know my boxing, Mayweather did win. I saw that match, and I was reviewing it today, as a matter of fact.
For the show.
Yes, for the show.
Just for the show.
Just for the show.
Well, actually, Pacquiao, Mayweather is the fight fans would like to
see. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
I'm not seeing that happening.
With, who was he fighting? Cotto.
Yeah, I don't see that. That would be the ideal match. I just don't.
What, between Mayweather and Pacquiao? Really? Now, that would be interesting.
Who do you think would succeed in that?
Mayweather.
Okay. So you think Pacquiao's not worth all the hype and talk?
Oh, no, he's definitely worth all the hype. I didn't say it'd be a runaway.
But he's been doing some heavy drinking and all that sort of stuff, right?
Again, I wasn't with him, so I don't know what he did.
Yeah, no, there's stories out there.
Right.
Yeah, losing money. And all that kind of stuff, you know.
Yeah, but but I don't think they're ever going to pull that one off.
I think
they'd like to. I'm not sure how the two fighters feel about it at this point. I just don't think they could pull up enough money to put that one together.
Let me see. What other sports do I know about? No, about tennis.
What about last night's fight?
Which?
Between LeBron James and
Kevin. Oh, you mean on the basketball?
Yeah.
How about that?
It was an exciting game.
Yeah, how many points did you get last night?
Well, LeBron didn't play too badly, but I just, you know, the thing is, I don't think they really took advantage of monitoring some of the bouts between, and I'm saying bouts, but I shouldn't, some of the games between L.A. and the Thunder, the Spurs and the Thunder. These young guys, I mean, there's something to be said about youth.
Yeah.
There's another thing to be said about experience. Exactly. You know,
sometimes experience can't actually keep up with
you. Yeah. Exactly. That's
youth is too busy running up and down the floor, and experience is not catching up.
Exactly. That's
unhealthy, all that running.
Yeah.
What was he? Who was it that made 45 points? You know, for the first half, was it? Was it LeBron? Or was that during the whole game?
Oh, yeah, right. Keep up, gentlemen.
That was in the Celtics series. I mean, Durant is 17 in the last quarter last night.
Wow.
He just kind of took over.
Yeah.
You know, it's almost like he willed them to win.
Interesting. Do you remember when I had created this segment called Women's Sports Plus Larry? Remember that? Women's Super Sports Plus Larry? Yeah, Larry Hardesty.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because it was Lois Wright. It was Lois Wright, Carol and Clark. Oh, Larry's waiting for another television station. I've seen him on the air.
Oh, real heavy?
Yeah, I forget.
Every once in a while I see him pop up. I knew he was with ESPN at one point.
Yeah, and then somebody place else, because, you know, I watch a lot of cable.
That's good for him.
But it was Lois Wright.
Uh-huh.
Carolyn Clark was Freeholder in New Jersey, because Carolyn was responsible for getting the basketball teams ready for, you know, the Junior Olympics or something. Ooh. And then, you know, Lois is a basketball theme anyway.
Right.
And I became really very interested because of Gus. And we had, you know, the subscription tickets to the Meadowlands all the time. So I became somewhat of an expert for a very short period of time. And then I noticed that some of the players that I saw there early on were disappearing, like Iverson and,
Iverson
goes back.
Yeah,
where did he go? Is he still
alive? He's probably
alive?
Retired now.
Really?
Probably.
Yeah. That's the problem.
Yeah, you know. No, I mean, I still see these film clips about practice. What do you mean practice?
Right?
He's out a few years back.
Yeah, I know.
But he went with another team or what? Did he go
with
another team? He was with Philadelphia.
He was with the 76ers. Then he did go somewhere else and wound up back at the 76ers. And then that was it.
Right.
Well, who are the hot shots in basketball now, Pat?
Well, the hottest shot of all has got to be Kevin
LeBron?
Durant. I'm thinking Kevin Durant.
Yeah. Really? Okay. Yeah. Okay. Where's he from?
Oklahoma City.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. I just think he's phenomenal.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they're going to ever give him up, you know, at this point. That'd be somebody that New York, New Jersey. Because with you, especially now that you're here, we can talk about Brooklyn and the Nets. You know,
have you seen the signage?
I go down Atlantic Avenue every once in a while.
You're talking about the
former New Jersey Nets, and now part of Brooklyn. Yes, every once in a while we take
I know,
our boys back.
I know, yes. And remember, they just—they were just playing at New Jersey, not New Jersey Performing Arts, New Jersey Prudential Arena.
Sure.
Have either of you been there?
Yes.
I've
okay.
driven past.
Have you been there? You need to go inside the theater. Really?
It,
Whoa.
I was hoping to see it for the Houston.
Yeah.
But the signage is interesting, and it's all over the borough. Especially the downtown area.
Yeah.
Because basically what they've done now is their new logo is black and white.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and it was designed to look like the subway signage.
Really?
In 1957.
Wow, no kidding. When they were good?
The last year the Dodgers were in Brooklyn.
Okay.
So now there's signs in store windows that say, first home games since
1957. Wow.
Yeah,
that was around the time of the Newark disturbances.
57?
Yeah.
57.
Really? Yeah. Was it?
Okay.
Was it 57 or 67?
60. Yeah.
60. I'm sorry. Yes.
67.
Yes, that was wrong.
So
yeah.
Before that.
Yeah. I'm trying to think in terms of my son's age, you know? So,
it's,
how old is he now?
I'm not going to tell you.
Okay.
I'm not going to tell you your age.
Right.
You're not telling me my age. What are you talking about? Pat, so this is GoPro Radio Network, you know. Ty Washington, Shauna Glover, and Ayanna Jones is plus all the ties. You know, tie one, tie two, tie three, tie four, tie five, tie six. And, you know, you've been here before, of course.
Yeah.
You know, you're very familiar with everything. Because Wayne wanted to know if you, what did you say? Was he going to be here?
Oh, yeah, I thought he was.
Because you didn't know
I didn't know whether he was coming
he
in
He knew them, and they're all good friends and whatnot.
Well, you mean... the origin.
Pat and,
exactly.
You know, Ty,
yeah. I didn't know.
From years ago, Sonny Sutherland.
Way back.
Yeah, and it's like a reunion. I'm sorry, I don't know if you've gone to the Hal Jackson.
Yes, I did.
Okay, I was there, but I got there late. I went to the wake the night before, you know, but it was like a big reunion for a lot of people.
It was, really.
It's hard to believe... to think that after all these years he's been around, but he's not here.
Yeah.
You know, not to sound maudlin, but to, you know, bring the...
Well, Hal was fantastic. Let's face it. I remember when he was doing the, you know, the talented teens. You know, that was years and years ago.
Right.
You know.
And it's so funny. I was in the post office today, and I asked for a book of stamps, and I see that there are stamps now about Miles Davis playing his trumpet. I didn't even know about that.
I interviewed Miles Davis.
Did you?
Yeah, and he really insulted me.
Is that right?
He paid absolutely no attention. He turned his back.
You're kidding.
Well, you know what he used to do. That's
yeah,
what
I know
he was
rude.
Right, you know.
Trying to
well, he just lost it. I mean, you know, he was in his world. I understood that. I wanted to throw something at him, but what the heck? I got the interview and it was television too when I was in
MJM.
Studio. Yeah.
Okay.
No. We had to go where he was. He was playing somewhere, and we were able to get, you know, this short segment.
Right.
And
right.
I also got to interview James Brown years ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was when he was inducted into the New York Hall of Fame. Remember that? Because I had to come here with a camera, and I was new of doing, you know, correspondence and, you know, remotes and whatnot. And there were the people who were there, were the majority, the vast majority, were all white reporters.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I think Anna Phillips was the other one there, the black female and black person, and myself. And James Brown, you know, chose me to do this special interview.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah, I have that on tape, too.
Well,
wait until I
set
up. Yeah.
I've had a chance to talk to him, but I never had him on
the air. Yeah, I talked to him.
But I did an hour with Dionne Warwick once.
Yeah,
you know, the thing that really startled me about her...
I never got to interview Dionne, and she's from Jersey.
From Newark, right?
Yeah.
The whole family.
No, Newark or East Orange. And there she's also related to Sissy and Whitney. And Whitney used to come to my dance studio, the Thompson Dance Studio.
That.
Yeah.
I never knew she was a chain smoker.
Who?
Dionne,
really? I didn't know that.
I mean, the entire hour, I couldn't believe that, you know, just puffing away.
I didn't know that.
But a lot of these singers seem to do that, but still sound well, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
You know who was so great? Sarah Vaughan.
Right.
I think I told somebody the story of Sarah Vaughan's daughter, you know, that I had changed her name, and Lisa, my daughter Lisa, saw her in California. And she said, Mommy, I met, you know, Sarah Vaughan's daughter, and her name is Paris. So I said, Sarah didn't have another daughter that I know of, you know, because we knew her. She was, you know, I'm really dating myself. Anyway, I was almost a kid then when I talked to Sarah. And so, you know, I said, you know, really? So, and then they were having, New Jersey PAC was naming the front of PAC Sarah Vaughan's Way. Okay? And Tom Guy had done a, was doing a documentary on her. I don't even know if he ever finished it because he had contacted Gus about this documentary. And Tom had, you know, said fast. But anyway, we were in the mall. And as I was going through, you know, Short Hills Mall, you know, I saw this girl and I went into the shoe store and all around and I said, hi, Debbie. And it was Sarah's daughter. And she turned around and she said, oh, nobody calls me Debbie. She said, anybody who calls me Debbie knew me from years ago. And I introduced myself. She said, this is Faye, how are you? You know, and she had changed her name.
Any particular reason why?
Well, I don't know, but she had a singing career.
Oh.
See, when Lisa saw her, she was singing.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, because I was wondering, you know, Sarah had another daughter, and we didn't know about it. But it, I mean, that was okay, but, you know.
Yeah.
She was a Newark person, and talk about a fantastic. I was listening to some of, I was listening to some of her music the other night, some of the old things that, that Gus has.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because he has quite a collection of everything. You should see his book.
I can imagine.
Oh, yeah. Boy. He has a book on Huey Newton. That Huey wrote,
right?
And,
right.
And
I think I remember
autographed
the cover
it.
Of that.
Yes.
Yeah.
And autographed it to Gus.
Yeah.
You know, and oh, all the greats.
Mm-hmm.
I can name names from so many people. Alex Haley.
Yeah.
Alex had a special collection of about 500 books that he had signed himself of Roots, and he signed it for Gus and to Gus. And I presented that to him, and Gus's number in the collection was 200 and something.
Wow.
So, I mean, that's a special, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's all those kind of African-American, you know.
I always wanted to have a place with a room that I could call my books.
Well, you saw his library.
Yeah.
You know, our
library.
Yeah.
Huge.
Because I have a number
of
my things in there.
You have a lovely home, I have to say.
Well, thank you. Thank Gus.
I guess there's another reason to move to Jersey, you know.
Because I was living right around the... The bin in the same, cove.
Exactly,
we don't
true.
Tell where, but the cove. People know about the cove.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's almost giving it away.
Well,
there's only one cove.
Don't say where.
Yeah.
And we go to the pool and have pina coladas.
Oh,
and
please don't rub it in.
I have had a couple of pina coladas and I forgot the way home.
Really?
Yeah, they
were.
They're a little powerful. You have to come out, Pat.
All I have is New York City beach crowd. Me and the Latinos.
Uh-huh.
But
Donna said to tell him, so you guys.
Oh, really?
Donna Wilson. Yeah, my
buddy.
Heard
her.
My buddy. We were both at the military park when, you know, my nephew won, Congressman to be.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, he won for, you know, to fill out his father's term.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But in November, there's a general election. So people have got to get out to vote again. But this time
these
it was a
really
landslide. I don't
really
think so, but you never can tell if somebody else is going
Chris
to...
Chris Christie.
Yeah.
You know, because I know out here things are strange. People can be governor and senator.
Are you talking about our duel?
Yeah, I don't understand that.
You mean you're talking about
confusing.
Sharp being mayor
and also senator
filling in for Winona Littman and something like that.
Yeah, you know. Well,
I'm not
going to
say too much
here.
About that. They're all in New York.
I guess so. I don't know. We don't have that.
I thought this was the most densely populated state in the country.
And you are.
Is it really?
New Jersey.
New Jersey?
Yeah.
Most densely populated state in the country.
Yeah, we are, Robin. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And Jersey City has about 64 different languages and different cultures here in Jersey City alone. Yeah. So you have all this going on.
Yeah.
Huge
and then
Indian
the thing
population.
Is you have a transplantation of a lot of New Yorkers.
Yeah.
That adds to
it. Yeah.
It seems like once they cross the river to come here to live, they don't ever come back.
I understand
that.
That's why people were worried about Lincoln Center. I understand people were worried about the building of New Jersey Performing Arts Center because they thought that, you know, the acts would rather come to Newark rather than New York. But I think there's something going on where a performer, there's a certain amount of miles that they have to have between them. And distance and time before they perform in one venue
I've
and another,
that. Uh-huh.
And I've forgotten those, you know, those numbers, but Gus would be able to rattle them off just like
right,
that, you know?
Right. I believe it's unless they actually book the tour with all the venues lined up, like 2 days here, 2 days here.
Still there would have to be a certain amount of miles apart. Because there was a problem with the Holmdale Performing Arts Center in Holmdale, New Jersey.
Yeah.
At one time. Because I know Luther was performing there. And then he was also performing at, I don't know, it wasn't in at PAC, but it was at Radio City.
Okay.
Yeah, because
right,
we went there
right,
and we went down to Atlantic City. But I also want to talk about Positive Community Magazine, Adrian Council, and Gene Nash.
I've heard of them, too.
Yeah, well, they have our ad, Pat. Our ad looks like that behind you in the magazine. We rake.
Yeah, we rake.
I've actually seen the magazine once.
Uh-huh. Once.
What? Listen, the magazine has gone from a newsletter into being a, I should have brought one, into full, thick colors. Wonderful.
Oh, I mean, yeah, I know. I mean,
if you've seen it once, that means you've been in church.
Yeah.
No, actually.
When's the last time you were in church, Wayne Gilman?
God knows I need to go.
Bless you.
Well, thank you. Can I talk about Section 8 after this?
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, I was in the church last week.
Oh, really? Unfortunately.
Why unfortunately?
Because it was a funeral.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sorry.
You mean you're talking about how?
Yeah. Right. But I didn't see the magazine there. It seems like the time
before that was
another
a funeral.
Oh. Percy.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait a minute. That's where I saw it.
Is that Riverside?
No. After that, they did a presentation for him at Gracie Mansion.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Right, on the grounds at the Gracie Mansion, and Adrian was there.
Yeah,
And he reached into his bag and said, here, Pat, have one.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, that's what he does. He'll come everywhere.
And that's the one I saw.
Okay.
See, he used to come to Gus's office a lot.
Right.
Because I'd ask Gus if he would, take Adrian under his wing because he wanted to, extend the money situation in New Jersey with the advertisers there, Because, we had an office there, as you know.
Yeah, beautiful.
The whole historical building there. That was LIB wing there,
Right.
And so Adrian and Gene started the newsletter here, but they were picking up a lot of people from New Jersey.
Mm.
And at first the magazine was more New York. But then Gus was asking Adrian, he said, look, when are you going to put Jersey stuff in here? Because it is faith-based.
Yeah.
And, and Adrian was coming to Gus's office quite a lot, and Gus had really helped that magazine. So I think we kind of deserve that.
Yeah, exactly.
So anyway.
I hope Adrian heard that.
Yes, he hears it frequently.
Oh, he does.
I wanted to go. By the way, Brownstone Digital, Carol Moore, George Morrell.
Wow.
George Morrell. Carol Moore.
Yeah.
And George Moorer, Brownstone Digital, you got to check it out. They're friends of ours.
I mean,
they have an ad in ours, a banner.
Oh, really?
They're big.
Yeah.
They're huge. They've been doing this for 10 years on internet.
Right.
And Pat, I was just telling Wayne a little while ago that I didn't realize, I really realized that we were being heard all over, in, different parts of the world. Until I had, a friend of mine on from Fort Lauderdale, who is a jazz person. And he does all kinds of jazz events and cruises down there in Fort Lauderdale. And he wanted to say hello to friends of his in France and the Alps and South America. And lo and behold, he sent me an email the next day. And these people were emailing him saying, we heard you loud and clear.
Right.
And, it was really wonderful. I said, God, we're really being held all over.
You know what's so amazing about the internet is that the universal aspect of it.
Yeah.
Last week when I was here, and I had done a couple of internet radio shows in New York.
Yeah.
And there's a device that I saw Ty with at his desk back there.
Did you see the operation back there?
Yeah, you can literally see
he
how
is
many
amazing,
people are tuned.
Isn't he?
Yeah.
And by the way, this show has more listeners than any other show on GoPro Radio Network.
Wow. Well, I hope that holds up tonight, too.
Well, it will. Why don't you think I have you two in here one time?
I don't know. People might be bailing out right now.
Hey, Pat, what are you on now? Where are you?
What am I on?
Are you on the air?
Yeah, what are you on? I need
a good wine. I haven't had any yet today.
But are you on the air anyway?
No.
Well, wait a minute. Ty, are you listening? Shona, are you listening? Ayana, are you listening? Pat wants to do a show. He wants to do a radio show. We need him. She said we can make that happen. Are you interested?
No.
Oh, I'll persuade him. It depends on how much.
But do you, I, there's a part of
Wayne is
going to
come on.
It, you know, I mean, because I don't know. Like, it's been like 4 years now. And I find myself from time to time doing it, but I've also done other things.
Oh, wait a minute. You know about this. You know about this, right?
Yes.
No problem. Yeah. So, okay.
Right. But, I mean, have you missed it?
Doing
in
sports
any
on
years
year.
That you, I mean, because it's like a different feel now. If somebody comes, calls you to be a guest, that's one
okay.
thing.
Okay. I don't miss this. I don't miss sports.
No kidding. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Do you miss being on the air?
Sometimes.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. You know, well, I did
sometimes
too.
Sometimes when it comes up.
Right.
I mean, it's just not what I do anymore.
Yeah.
Well, it's because of Wayne that I'm back on the air. Because who was it? Conroy wanted you to fill in.
Yeah, at his show up in WBIP.
And he asked me, and I said, I'm not going all the way up there to New Rochelle.
So I picked her up.
Yeah, was that nice? I was standing on the street corner.
Crossovers,
yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And really, when we got up there to the studio, you know, I was buzzing in my a whole time, right?
Well, yeah, and then when you got there, it was a completely different world.
I walked in, I said, oh, my God, this
I'm
is where I want to be.
Again.
You know,
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I came home and talked to Gus. I said, Gus, let's go back on the air. Hmm. I said, let's do a radio show. And he said, okay. You know, he agreed to,
yeah.
you know,
so
practically everything.
Right?
Yeah,
yeah,
okay.
Well, you have that influence.
So, yeah, well, he's such a sweetheart, you know.
Yeah.
He's under the weather right now, but he's holding his own.
I hope so.
Gotta Have It Productions is out of Bermuda. And this is where Brianna Scott comes out of, the Gotta Have It Productions
mm-hmm.
company. And she's going to be doing our sports. And throughout the Caribbean, which is correct. Trinity.
I don't know. I've heard both.
Both.
You know,
doesn't matter.
Yeah. I mean, as far as I understand, you know, it could
yeah.
be the one.
Yeah.
You know, I've heard people say Caribbean or Caribbean and all this business, but, you know.
This
me,
is carnival season.
Right.
I'm
yeah.
telling you, I feel it in the air. I
this
can't
was,
wait for the music and the steel
so,
drum, you know.
It just seems so early, you know.
No, but it's really not. You know,
yeah.
they're gearing up for it. They're going to be having a, you know, Caribbean event, I think, in in the Essex County area, and Essex County's combined several cities.
Right.
You know, in Newark and West Orange, East Orange, and South Orange, blah 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 blah. You know, and I think that they're going to be doing something with a festival, Caribbean
right.
festival.
Right.
And it's fantastic, and you know, I just love them.
Yeah. Well, I've been meaning to go. I haven't gone in a long time, and Lord knows I'm overdue with all that I've done.
Yeah.
Take a break, take a whole month
I'll tell you one thing. When we covered those carnivals on Eastern Parkway, the first time I covered, a carnival, I was amazed. I was actually, you know, in seventh heaven with the costumes. I didn't realize that people were wearing next to nothing.
Well, you know,
whining.
Exactly. I mean, the thing is, what's unfortunately happened there was like some debacle within the West Indian American Carnival Association.
Uh-huh.
And I had heard some talk, and don't quote me on this, but I heard a while back that there was going to be an effort to just remove the carnival after some odd.
Oh, really?
Some
no
idea
kidding.
The Parkway. And
it's not
going
to be again in Brooklyn this
year?
Well,
the thing is, they'll be there, but
uh-huh.
I mean, there'll be an uproar if there isn't. But when I first heard about what was going on with the organization that basically is largely responsible for
uh-huh.
the system, I was shocked, you know, and hopefully they'll get it together and try to. It's
oh,
not too
I hope
late
so. Yeah.
to do that,
yeah.
but I do know they prepare like a whole year in advance.
Yeah,
the
sure, they have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there was the scuttlebutt with the police officers the other day,
I heard.
You know,
yeah.
whining with the crowd. But, you know, Puerto Rican Day Parade,
yeah.
they were doing salsa there with, what's his name, Victor Cruz.
Yeah,
giant,
yeah,
you know?
I saw that.
So what's the difference? You know, wine and salsa.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, it's
yeah.
just. It's crazy.
Amazing.
But,
absolutely
yeah,
amazing.
You know, the local politics. Yeah.
I know.
Put up with, but.
And so, Pat, we need you on the radio. That made you cough.
So you're willing to come all the way from the bowels of Brooklyn to... to be
what
here.
What did you call Hot Dog Night?
Excuse me, the center of Rome.
We need you. We need the voice of super sports person. You know,
sports writer.
Yeah, you know? Sports writer. Sports.
I still
talker,
have
are you
tapes,
kidding? Yeah.
You know, air checks. So,
see, I have a special relationship with Pat because his is the very first show
right.
that I was
I not
on WLIB.
I have not one piece of sound of me.
No kidding, really? No. How in the world did that
no
happen?
No one's archived anything. I mean, did you bother back then? Or because I have it all. I mean, my concern is that it's on tape.
Uh-huh.
And it needs to be transferred.
Well, that's what Kai does.
Okay, I see.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's why I have all these DVDs,
right.
you know,
all
that
right.
I have.
Yeah, well,
tons
I didn't
of
know
them.
That.
Yeah, that's
okay.
what he does.
All right.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I know he's done some of the other things,
yeah.
film director and all that.
And you know who saved my show? Mal Wolfa.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because of the fact that when I...
sell your
No.
I
you mean
he
was,
yeah,
like,
was
yeah because
he was
in the
sales
department
yeah,
yeah.
Right.
yeah.
I know Mal does
yeah.
a number of things but
yeah.
that was one
yeah.
but he you know they were being thrown out I understand I guess because
Are
after a certain after a period of time they tossed
oh yeah
and
well,
he
I mean,
got them out of the garbage
right, yeah.
and gave me
right.
you know
That's
the
good.
Yeah
That's
yeah
good.
I can say that now because LIB doesn't exist
well not in the manner in which it was then,
talk radio
you know,
because
exactly.
we you know we did a lot of controversial stuff and we started a lot of stuff and we carried the stories about the police brutality
yeah.
stop and frisk was way back then
yeah.
remember Ozzie Thompson
yep
yeah
the late
yeah
Thompson.
Yeah
boy, it's amazing
and
it
we
seems like yesterday
I know
it doesn't
yeah.
really
no.
I don't know
no. you remember when Mandela came to town
yeah.
But
it, no, it doesn't seem like this today.
Well you know
doesn't even seem like last week.
Last
I know.
Week, yeah, I can identify. I mean, that. I guess that's why I felt it was such a reunion that, you know, when I went to the wake, you know, I saw all these people I hadn't seen in so long.
And I wish I had seen
and,
them, but I just
you know,
couldn't
and
feel
I would say publicly,
another funeral.
I don't like the way I had to end my relationship with the
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I do give respect to,
How
you
did
know
you
what?
End your relationship?
Well, that's another story.
Gus yeah. quit NBC and Positively Black,
he,
so
yeah,
how did you
out.
Do it?
I was just
Yeah,
dismissed.
He really did.
Yeah.
Because the fact that they wanted him to do a show at 6 o'clock in the morning. And he said, I'm not going to do my show at 6 o'clock in the morning because I know where my people who are listening to them, they're not watching television.
I'm a proud black man.
So NBC, but he now he says, oh, it was so dumb. And then he said that they said, well, you know, it's really not your show. It is NBC's show.
Yeah, I know.
And
you,
you can't
that.
Quit. You know, because we will,
oh,
you know,
really?
Sue
well,
you.
Yeah.
And he said, here's my address and my phone number.
Sue me.
And walked out.
I've heard those words.
You know? Yeah. 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 So,
you know. It's sobering. I mean, I don't think anybody really wants to give up. And then
yeah.
it's not to say that I cannot. 10 minutes left.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the bottom line is that you invest so much of your energy and so much of your life
yeah.
doing one thing. Mm. And then as you reach the twilight of your years or approach
Speak
that
about
year,
your own twilight.
Well, you know, my twilight.
twilight.
This is my first twilight. You know, I intend to be around for another.
We haven't reinvented
yeah.
ourselves, Pat.
You
now,
know,
what are you doing? Tell us.
Yeah.
Twilight?
Twilight. You know, some people Twitterize
it's
twilight.
It's like Twitter.
You know, so but now
I do that. I have 6 whole followers.
Oh, really?
You have 6 whole followers?
Yeah.
Meaning children?
You actually Twitter, right?
Twitter, yeah.
It's tweeting with Twitter.
I have 6 followers. It's like, wow.
Wow.
Most people have like thousands.
I know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
yeah.
6.
Well, I'm looking for thousands, you know?
But they're probably very important people. They're probably a comparable.
One of them's over there.
Oh,
yeah.
Is that right?
Ah, okay.
But, yeah, I'm just...
Yeah.
Just learning that sort of stuff.
Yeah, same
yeah.
Well, you are sorely missed on the air, Pat Abbott.
By whom?
On me?
Your voice.
Yeah. People tell me. Do people tell you? Whatever happened to Pat Atwell?
Yeah. People
oh, I've had people say that to me.
Yeah. They don't see
yeah,
you.
Yeah, whatever happened to that Pat Atwell?
Right.
Yeah.
People in New Jersey are a little bit more sophisticated. We tell people.
I tell them all the time.
Well,
he left.
Yeah.
He's not here anymore. This is a different one now.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
See, we tell people that we miss him. You know, people in New York said, yeah.
This guy's Mr. Dumbo. Have you been to his edifice?
No, I've moved.
No,
oh, really?
Really?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, not
okay.
here anymore.
Wow.
We moved. Just kind of made more sense. Kind,
yeah.
You know. You know what? You know what it was. We owned the house, and the house had a great big space on the first floor. That is now
okay,
the
sense.
Office.
Yeah, right.
Because you know.
Yeah. A lot of people do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Makes
I mean,
sense.
I was kind of hesitant at first. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it's worked out. So
yeah.
You know, it's been about a little over a year now.
Wow.
And
so you get to pocket what you used to pay out.
Yeah.
That, right?
That's mm-hmm. part of it.
Yeah.
Well,
it's crazy.
I have to tell you all that in coming weeks, not only are we going to do the whole Caribbean thing with Brianna
mm-hmm.
Scott, but we're also going to be having young rappers in from Missouri. Malachi Majestic
yeah.
and King Tut. They are
mm-hmm.
new young rappers that you know I want to give a chance to because I want them to be involved in a foundation to work with young people
mm-hmm.
because they have the ears of young people out there. I'm not going to say the exact town right now, but I'll save that for later.
Right.
And also want to do a lot with the Caribbean. I really want to extend this and make it, since it is a global thing, because who was it that called me and said, oh, my cousin, Jim Drury, out in California. He said, do you know that the sun does not rise and set in New York and New Jersey? I want to hear more about things happening, you know, elsewhere.
In other parts
other
of
than,
the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
So I told Jim
yeah.
that I would talk about him, and I'm talking about
I'm
going to follow exactly.
Where in California is he?
He is in L.A.
Oh, okay.
As
I
a matter of fact,
too,
he has a company. The name of the his company is JimmyCap.com.
Yeah, interesting.
He makes these little hats that the football players wear under the helmets and that
okay.
the basketball
mm-hmm.
players,
yeah.
you know. And actually, he will send people free Jimmy Caps if they just, you know, email him.
It's funny you should
him.
Say that because when I was
Jim
growing
Drury,
up in
Jimmy
Brooklyn, Jimmy
AOL.
Cap was a reference to something else. But we won't go.
I've heard that, and
okay.
that's awful.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I didn't even know that.
That was a Brooklyn thing when I lived
wow.
in Brooklyn.
Wow.
I gather things have changed there, Pat, haven't they?
Yes, they have. Yeah, quite a bit.
So you're
quite a bit.
What are you doing in your office? I mean, you must be, you haven't had an office just to have an office, or you have an office doing something?
No, I have an office
doing
something.
Yeah.
Well, what are you doing?
I'm a small business consultant and an accountant.
Well, why did you say that?
Would you just ask?
Well, tell us a little bit about it in the time we have left.
You see how much time we have left?
Yeah.
Not much.
Yeah, I can imagine. I still want to talk about
I haven't needed a tax person.
Yeah. I still want
we
to
have 3 minutes.
3 minutes.
What's the name of your business, real fast?
Patwell Consultants.
Patwell?
Mm-hmm.
Patwell Consultants
yeah.
in Jersey City.
No.
No, in Brooklyn.
Prospect Heights, Brooklyn.
Say it.
Prospect again. Heights, Brooklyn.
Wow.
High rent.
Yeah.
Pat, we'll have to do this again. Promise you'll come on again.
Oh, I promise I'll come
okay.
on again.
That's terrific. I'm going to be having Moonyeen Jackson from Washington on.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's going to be on next week, and she's a wonderful attorney who is. Done a lot with the stories of I forget his name, a civil rights person. I wanted to talk to her, and she's very involved with
Reverend
women's
Jackson
issues.
Or,
no, she's an attorney.
No, but you said civil, so she was involved with civil
early civil rights. I mean, people who have died.
Oh,
you
okay.
know, so I mean, really, she does all that kind
all
of
right.
stuff. But anyway, listen, I want to thank you guys for coming on.
Thank you for
really.
Having us.
There's so many other stories that we could tell. That
I know.
Oh boy.
Most of them off there.
That's not nice.
But
there are
true.
Some true things. Boy, I tell you. But listen, come back again, both of you.
Thank you.
Yeah,
are we running
yeah.
out of time here? It's on.
Well, I
how many
to talk
minutes
about
we
Section 8.
Have? We have 2 minutes. Talk about
Section
8.
Yeah. Yeah, they
yeah.
haven't sent me my check yet, you know, and I'm still here waiting. I got bills to pay, and I don't understand how our mayor, who's so preoccupied with the amount of soda I
What's
drink.
What's the mayor's name? Wait.
Michael Bloomberg.
Oh, say
you know,
it again.
The Housing Authority, please talk to somebody there and send my check because I'm in dire need of it.
Tell him that Wayne Gilman said so.
Right.
And
I
tell him the Kay and Gus show backing him.
Exactly.
Too.
I barely made it here today.
Honestly.
You know?
Okay.
Yeah. Sick and tired.
I don't blame you. Don't
Thank
run it.
Bloomberg.
But listen, we'll have to do it. If I can stop laughing, that'd be all right. Anyway, we do have to wrap it up, but, you know, really, thanks.
Thanks.
Been a lot of
Thank
fun.
You for having
We're
going
to come back again, you know, and get a lot of more information out. I like to give out a lot of educational things, also information about scholarships and all that, because I have a book with all kinds of scholarships in that I used to give out on the air, you know,
right.
having taught school, you know, I'm still that. Once
it's
a teacher,
so
you're always a teacher.
Here.
Yeah. Well, you know, you're a teacher
I'm learning now.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Barely, you know, can hold my breath and all that. Fun these kids. Snap at you, and hair is gray, and
call
all
kind of
way, you know.
It makes you feel right old.
Yeah, yeah, it does. Especially running full court basketball during breaks.
Pat,
know.
Do you remember the rodeo?
Yes, I do.
We'll have to talk about the rodeo.
Yeah.
I've been in touch with Thurl Ladding out there in Missouri. Interesting.
Really?
Yeah. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. So, anyway, thank you, everyone, for listening. I'm Kay Thompson, and this has been A Closer Look. Where Gus and I take a closer look at different issues, you know, locally, nationally, internationally, globally communication. And I think we're just about out of time. Are we, Shauna? She said that's it. Yep, that's it. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Tune us in next week. We're going to be having more exciting programming. And if you want to know about Carnival and if you want to talk about Carnival, the number to call us is 323-679-0906. Until next week.